One thing you can hardly fail to notice if you visit Prague is the number of dogs in the streets. According to recent statistics, nearly 40% of people here in the Czech Republic own a dog, which is more than in France, Britain or Germany. More than 20% of those who don't have a dog yet are actually thinking about getting one in the future, suggests research by the Median agency. So why exactly are Czechs a nation of dog lovers? And what do they expect from their furry friends?
Poběž! Kájo! Pojď honem! Kájo, něco mám!
It's a quiet Wednesday evening in Prague's district of Pankrác. The locals are either away on holidays or at home watching TV. The only people who seem to be outside at this hour are dog owners. I ask a couple of them to tell me about their pets.
Je to úžasný společník, je to prostě děťátko, no.
It's a great companion, it's like a baby. It's a completely unselfish love. Well, of course, he expects to get food. But anyway, he doesn't care whether I'm pretty or ugly, young or old, fat or thin. He simply loves me and I love him.
Miluje mě a já jeho taky.
Já rozhodně, když tak nad tím přemýšlím, tak spousta jako času člověk jako...
You spend a lot of time with the dog. You go out with him and even when you live alone, you are not lonely because you have someone to talk to. It's true that you have to get up early in the morning every day to walk the dog, but he gives it back to you.
Ale jako ten pes to vrátí, no, prostě.
As more and more dogs move from the countryside to the cities, their status is changing. They are not expected to guard property or hunt foxes anymore. They have become fully fledged members of the family. Roman Skála is a Prague-based veterinarian.
I think that there is quite a long tradition to keep dogs at home, especially in Prague. I think that it's typical because people love nature and here in the city there is, of course, not too much wild animals, so they keep dogs at home. But why especially Czechs? I don't know really. I think there is no special reason. It's very similar to situation in other countries, I think.
Vladimíra Tichá, a spokesperson for the Czech Dog Breeders Union, offers this explanation.
Myslím si, že v České republice je také
I think that here in Prague it's easier to have a dog because it's qualified as an object, and therefore no one can tell you what you can or cannot do with it. Owning a dog is much easier here than perhaps elsewhere. For example, landlords have almost no way of preventing you from keeping a dog in the apartment.
Nesmíte mít psa, u nás v podstatě neexistuje.
The main reason why people get dogs, says Mrs. Tichá, is because their relationships with other people are getting worse.
Člověk hledá tvora, který je nekonfliktní a který, když přijdete domů...
People want a non-conflicting being which greets you in the evening, doesn't criticize you and doesn't want anything from you. The second reason is that there are many old people living in Prague and they are often lonely. For them, a dog is a partner and also a way of meeting new people.
A že je taky možností, jak navázat kontakty.
The most popular dog breeds in the Czech Republic remain the German Shepherd and the Dachshund. But in recent years, Labrador and Golden Retrievers are breathing down their necks.
Ono i psy trošinku ovlivňuje móda. Jak když běžel film Co pus jedna dalmatinu.
You can see that people want family dogs. The choice is also affected by fashion. When they were showing 101 Dalmatians, their number increased, and now it's going down again. Nowadays, you can see Jack Russell Terriers in various TV adverts, and people ask for them more as a result.
Czechs are also willing to spend increasing amounts of money on their pets. They might complain about recently introduced doctor's fees, but when it comes to paying for a veterinarian or a new collar, they don't hesitate.
No jo, tady hodnej. Určitě, začíná to být čím dál tím lepší. Vlastně začínají opravdu chodit lidi...
It's definitely getting better, says the owner of a dog parlor at Prague's Žižkov, while shaving her customer, a Yorkshire Terrier. I think people started to realize that dogs represent them. I have a customer with a Shiatsu dog who brings him regularly to get a pink Mohican-style haircut. people start to look after their dogs. And I'm not talking only about clothes, she says, but also about cosmetics and quality food. This is not a wild beast, but a dog called Sam, engaged in a harmless game with his owners. Hanka and Petr, a young couple from Prague, got him about 2 years ago after a long and often heated debate.
We went to this rundown apartment building in Pankrác, where he was living with a friend of Hanka, and he went for his daily walk to this tiny park next to a freeway, and he was still so happy and so full of life. So I grabbed his head and I looked into his eyes and I asked him, are we gonna be friends? And he said yes. And so I decided we should have this dog.
So you didn't have any clear idea which dog it should be?
We went to refuge for abandoned dogs a couple of times. And it was quite moving, but it was not enough to persuade me. But then Hanka's friend sent out email asking all her friends who would like to take care of Sam.
When you were discussing whether to get him, what were the reasons to get him or for and against having a dog?
Well, Hanka did not have the experience what it's like to have a dog, so I was trying to explain her that she really has to go out with him in any kind of weather every day for about 2 or 3 hours, and it's quite demanding, but we manage somehow.
Why did you actually want to get a dog in the first place?
We couldn't have a dog when I was a child because my mom, she's so much afraid of dogs that it was not possible. And what is funny that Sam taught her to like dogs. So nowadays when I call her, she will not ask how I'm going, but she will ask how Sam is going.
When Hanka told her mother that we actually got the dog, her first reaction was, you spoiled your life. Now Sam is her biggest pet. Maybe she likes him even more than Hanka.
I hope not.
You were saying that you don't mind getting up in the morning, but don't you find yourself in situations that the dog doesn't allow you to do things that you used to do in the past?
I was really surprised because I realized that I can do almost everything what I wanted. It's not really any big problem. But it's like if we would have some child, I don't know, because that's, you will ask your parents or your best friends, and somebody will help you.
It's a shared responsibility, so it might be taken as some kind of test or training whether the couple is able to take care of something together.